So my doctor says to me, hey, I just called downstairs to the clinic in the lobby, and I got you an endoscopy appointment. I go, what? He goes, when was the last time you had an endoscopy? I said, never. Let me tell you something, doc. I've never shoved anything in my ass. He said, what the fuck are you talking about? I said, doc, I'm not an idiot, all right? I know what an endoscopy is. It's in your end. Oss. Copy. I said, no, you fucking idiot. It's in your mouth. I said, hey, you. It may be in your mouth, doc, but it ain't in my mouth, bro. I mean, what you do outside of here is none of my business, man. That's why I like my doctor, because he swears at me when he talks to me. I trust him for that reason alone. I don't trust people that don't swear. People that don't swear, you're hiding something. There's something wrong with you. You probably touch kids. I'm telling you, there's something wrong. People that don't swear, there's something wrong. They're hiding something. And people that don't swear act like they're better than you, because they go out of their way to let you know they don't swear. I don't know, I just find better ways of communicating than using foul and obscene language. You keep an eye on those people. They're hiding something. There's something really dark going on in their head. They got some dark, dark secrets, and they don't want you to know about it. You see them, the people that are too nice. They'll be too friendly, too polite, you know? They got dark stuff going on in their head. They're like, well, the wife and I had a lovely dinner with you all tonight. We hope you all have a wonderful night of digestion. We're going to reconvene to the bedroom, and at which point in the morning we'll connect again and enjoy a delicious breakfast together, and at which point we shall discuss the night's events. With that, I wish you all good night and pleasant dreams. And they go to the bedroom, and he closes the door, and he's like, all right, honey. Shit on my chest. Because they got dark, dark things going on in there. Here's the good news. I swear I'll never shit on your chest. I like how uncomfortable that made all of you. Okay. I'm just trying to do the math on the shitting on the chest. It's... what is the purpose of this? My doctor says, listen, I called downstairs to the clinic in the lobby and I got you an endoscopy appointment. I go, when? He goes, right now. I go, so what do I got to do? He said, you got to go downstairs to the lobby and go to the clinic. And I go, and when is this going to happen? He said, right now. I said, okay, so where is this going to happen? He said, at the clinic in the lobby. I go, no, no, on me. He goes, oh, in your mouth. I go, so what's going to happen in my mouth? He said, they're going to give you an endoscopy. I go, and it just takes place in my mouth. He goes, yeah. I go, they're not going to touch my asshole, are they? He said, do you want them to touch your asshole? No, they're not going to touch your asshole. I said, okay, doc, I just want to confirm that this procedure is strictly in my mouth. He goes, that is correct. I said, okay, I'm going to go, but I swear to God, doc, if they try and touch my asshole, I'm coming back up here and I'm fucking you up. He goes, go, you idiot. So I go. Now, here's the problem. My doctor knows me. He knows what kind of person I am. He knows I've been a comedian for 30 years. He knows how my brain works. He knows how I have no filter. See, comedians look at the audience. We look at you guys and go, those are civilians. You guys are civilians. You know how to do this. Sit around each other and be normal. Just sit around and go. I don't have that fucking filter. I have to, as soon as I walk up, bah, bah, nah, nah. But these people in the clinic don't know me like that, so I can't go in and be me, so I have to do my impression of how I think you would handle this situation. So I walk up to the clinic and I'm like, hi! I'm here for my endoscopy appointment. It's in the mouth. She goes, yes, sir, we know where it is. Please come around. Okay! So I walk around and she hands me a hospital gown and says, okay, sir, just go down the hall, take off your clothes, put this on, and we'll get started. I said, I think there's a misunderstanding here. My doctor upstairs, he told me that this procedure just takes place in my mouth. She goes, that's correct. I go, oh, well then hang on to the gown. Let's just go get started. She goes, no, sir, you can't have your clothes on when we do this procedure. I said, that doesn't make any sense. Because if it's just my mouth you need access to, I'm not fighting you on this. I'm not even blocking my mouth. I'm here to help. Pick a chin. Which one do you like? I'll hold it down for you. She's like, sir, it's policy that you cannot have your street clothes on when we do this procedure. I said, you know, it's funny you should say that because I too have a policy. And my policy is that I like as many layers as possible protecting my asshole at all times. She said, sir, would you just go put the fucking gown on? I said, whoa, you swore. All right. So I go down to the change room and I'm standing there and I'm buck ass naked, right? And I start getting really paranoid about my ass. And then I get a brilliant idea. I take the hospital gown and I put it on backwards. Smart, right? All right, to protect it. But then I look down, my dick is just swinging, just like. Look, it's my story. I'll make my penis as big as I want it to be, all right? It's India. You're all like, come on, bro. That's. It's not even believable, okay? Not even on a humid day. It's true. It was cold in there, too, you know? Just. You know what I mean? Just looking like, that was embarrassingly small. Just looked like three coins in a mushroom cap. It was just terrible. It was, the worst. Oh, man. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, right, Pratik? You know what I mean? Like, it's, you know what I mean? You just had it shrivel. You ever had it shrivel up so much that you bend forward and it inverts? You're like, hey, where did my dick go? You're like, dick? No dick. Dick? No dick. My black security guys never get that joke. I don't get it. If I bend forward, the motherfucker hits the floor. So I'm like, well, this is embarrassing. So I put the gown on the right way and I walk back in the room and she goes, all right, Mr. Peters, just hop up here and we'll get started. So I hop up on the table, but I put my ass right against the wall. Because like I said, I train jiu-jitsu. If you want to come at me when I'm on my back, it's your funeral, not mine. And she goes, all right, sir, just so you know, during this procedure, we're going to be putting you under using propofol. I said, wait a minute, propofol? Isn't that the shit that killed Michael Jackson? She goes, yes, it is. I go, what do you mean? Yes, it is. Why are you so happy about this? They killed the biggest pop star of my lifetime and you think it's just okay for me to take? She said, sir, Michael Jackson was having it improperly administered. I said, Michael Jackson was having many things improperly administered. But wasn't this doctor's name Dr. Conrad Murray? Yes. Wasn't he a doctor? Yes. Well, what's your title? I'm an anesthesiologist. I said, look, I don't care what your zodiac sign is, all right? I didn't even know what month that is. She said, sir, my job is to make sure you go to sleep and wake up. I said, that is a fine answer, and I will accept that. She goes, great, please lay on your side. I said, nah. Why I gotta lay on my side? I lay on my side, you knock me out, you lift up the dress, you flip up a butt cheek, you start stuffing me like a turkey. I'm not falling for this trick, lady. She said, sir, you need to lay on your side. We'll give you the propofol, you're gonna pass out and you're gonna fall over. And when you fall over, you could hurt yourself. So to avoid any injury, you need to already start on your side. I said, that is a fair answer. She goes, great. So I lay on my side, but I tuck my ass in real tight on the wall. And she goes, why don't you count down from five with us? And I go, all right. 5, 4, 3. Out cold. I don't know if any of you have been put under at the doctor, but sir, have you been put under at the doctor? You're an older gentleman. I mean, not older, but you know, you're not these fucking kids, you know what I mean? What's your name?
Sandeep.
Sandeep. And how old are you, Sandeep?
48.
48, we're the same age. Same shit. And have you been put under at the doctor?
I got an endoscopy.
You had an endoscopy. Endoscopy. He had the endoscopy. And I had the endoscopy, so I think. And do you know if they gave you propofol when they put you out?
No.
No. They gave you the cheap shit? Did they knock you out when they did it?
No.
No? All right, Sandeep, open wide. Ah! Really? You were awake? Why didn't you spend the extra $10 and get the fucking meth? Is it even possible to do it when somebody's awake? Oh, my God. It's ironic because all the doctors in America are Indian. And then in India, they're like, fuck it, we don't need all these fancy tricks. Open wide, Sandeep. Were you 1970 or 71?
71.
71. So you're a year younger than me. But you know what's, I'm not, you know what I'm not looking forward to? Next year, I'll be 50. And Because you know what happens at 50, they gotta go with the old, you know? You know what I'm talking about? I'm running out of noises, Sandeep, all right? Sir, how old are you? Huh?
60.
60, did you have the old? You haven't done it yet? The fuck are you waiting for? You're 60. You gotta get your shit checked. Here's the thing, when I turned 40, it's when you were supposed to do it back then. And then for some reason, as I turned 40, they were like, no, no, it's 50 now. And I go, yes. And I was like, I got 10 years before they're gonna shove a hand up my ass. And I figured in that 10 years, they would come up with some sort of technology, because in those 10 years, they got a fucking rover to Mars, India's got one circling Mars, the Chinese have got shit on the moon, and no, 10 years later, still, I'm still puzzled that you were awake when this shit happened. I can't imagine how uncomfortable that would have been. Yeah, they knock you out and they give you propofol. Let me just tell you something about this propofol shit. It's incredible. I get it, Michael. I get it. It's an amazing drug. And I'm not a drug guy by any means. It's not even my thing at all. I drink a little bit. That's about it. You know, but people come up to me after shows all the time. Like, hey, Russell, you, what? You do blow? What? Coke, you do cocaine? Do I fucking look like I do cocaine? If I'm doing cocaine and my face is still this fat, I'm doing cocaine wrong. Hey, give me another line, yeah. Ah. Ho-ho. No, I don't do cocaine. Have you seen the size of my nose? You can't afford to do cocaine with a nose this big. You go broke after one try. Wouldn't be able to do lines, I'd have to do lanes. Not a reasonable drug of choice. Then why are you always sniffing? I'll tell you exactly, I'm aware that I sniff a lot, and I'll tell you exactly why I sniff. I used to box, and when I was boxing, I broke my nose, but I didn't know I broke my nose, so it never got fixed. And of course I would have broken my nose. It's been literally 30 years since I've broken my nose, but I didn't know because I thought a broken nose looked like a broken nose. I thought it was like the guys in my gym where there was nothing, and then a nub, and they're like, what's up, champ? I didn't know. I just thought I was a bleeder when I would get punched in the face. Last year is when I found out. I went to the doctor last year because I was having trouble breathing. I go, hey, doc, I'm having trouble breathing. He goes, what's the problem? I go, one nostril works, and then the other one doesn't. And then when the other one stops working, the other one starts working. It's like there's a flap in there, like a train, you know, local, express. He goes, you ever broke your nose? I said, no. He said, you sure? I said, doc, I'm not an idiot. Pretty sure I'd know if I broke my nose. He said, didn't you tell me you used to box? I said, yeah. He goes, so wait, you used to box and you never broke that? I said, doc, I never broke my nose. He goes, wait, hold on a second. You're trying to tell me you were so good at boxing that you managed to avoid breaking the biggest fucking thing on your body. So I'm telling you, I never broke my nose. He goes, if you never broke that fucking nose in boxing, you should have 10 world titles by now. I said, I never broke it. He goes, lean forward, you fucking idiot. So I lean forward, he goes like this. Yeah, your nose is broken. I go, how do you know that? He goes, because I'm a doctor. Yeah, but how can you tell? He goes, because it's not connected. I go, if it's not connected, why didn't it fall off? He goes, you're a fucking idiot. He goes, look, nobody's nose should move around like this. I shouldn't be able to move it around and double click and order shit off Amazon from your face. This is not a normal nose. I go, that's a broken nose? He goes, yeah, what did you think it was? Okay, don't judge me, all right? This is actually what I thought this was. And understand, I've been a comedian for 30 years and I have a creative mind. Here's really what I thought this was. You know how humans, this is how you know it's gonna be dumb. You know how humans are an ever-evolving species? Like if you looked at humans from 10,000 years ago, you go, what the fuck were those? Well, in 10,000 years, those humans are going to look at us and go, what the fuck were those? Well, so because of evolution and my own ego, I thought that I was evolving at a faster rate than you. And that my body, to accommodate the larger nose, had developed some sort of joint hinge system in here to alleviate the weight. I don't know, I'm not a doctor. He goes, you're fucking retarded. I said, doc, you actually cannot say that anymore. What? That you're fucking retarded? Yeah, you can't say retarded anymore, doctor. No, I could say it. No, you can't, because it's offensive to people. I'm not talking about anybody else. I'm talking about you. You're a fucking retard. And I go, no, doc, you can't say retard or retarded at all anymore. He goes, I'm not talking about anybody. I'm talking about you. And as a matter of fact, I'm putting it in your notes. I said, you're putting in my notes that I'm a retard? He goes, no, I'm putting that you're a fucking retard. He goes, lean forward. I lean forward. He goes, let me show you something. I lean forward. He goes like this. Okay, now breathe. And I go, oh, that's amazing. What'd you do? He goes, I attached your nose. This is awesome. He goes, I could fix it and you could breathe like that for the rest of your life. I said, yes, please, let's do that. He goes, you got to make an appointment and then you need 3 weeks where you can't fly. Well, I don't have 3 weeks where I can't fly, so I haven't had it fixed yet. But now I'm scared to get it fixed in case I end up looking like a pig. And then all my Muslim friends don't come and see me anymore because they're like, he looks like haram pig. We cannot go see him any longer. I do this out of respect for my friends. Let's get back to this propofol, Sandeep. You got to get this propofol. You just got to go back and tell him, listen, I think you need to check again and give me some goddamn propofol. Because if they give you the bullshit stuff, you wake up feeling kind of groggy. Propofol, not at all. I literally woke up like this. Woo! Let's do this! She goes, we're done, sir. I go, you're done? How long was I out for? 2-3 hours? She goes, 15 minutes, sir. I said, in 15 minutes, I could have saved a bunch of money by switching to Geico. She said, you can go get dressed. So I go get dressed, and I come back in the room, and she goes, all right, Mr. Peters, we're all done here. Just so you know, in about an hour, you're probably going to notice you have a bit of a sore throat. I said, what the fuck did you do to me? She said, sir, it's the most common side effect. And, you know, we've shoved a tube down your throat, which may cause some irritation or some swelling. About 98% of the patients will suffer from that. So if and when that happens, just take an ibuprofen and you'll feel better. I said, are you sure that's all you did? She said, I'm positive. I said, you didn't touch my asshole, did you? She said, what? I said, what? And I walked out. An hour goes by, and then 2 hours goes by, and I go into a panic because I do not have a sore throat. I'm like, oh my God, I've got the throat of a gay man. Somewhere out there's a gay guy going, oh my God, these dicks are killing my throat. And here I am with all this wasted talent. I could have been guzzling dick all day. I'm the envy of a community.